Hello.
Hi, my name is Joyce. I was giving you a return call from customer support. How may I assist you today?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm calling you regarding I'm living in New Jersey, and I got a charge from your company for $59.89.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
07960.
All righty. And your first and last name, please?
First name is Daksha, Daksha. Last name Dave, Dave.
And I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify that address for me?
16 Stone Court, Morristown, New Jersey, 07960.
Alrighty, I do see that you were enrolled into the sweepstakes to have a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but you have been canceled out of that and fully refunded.
Yeah, but that was last month,
Yes.
on March 26th. You
You can.
charged me, no, sorry, February 26th.
Okay, well,
On
certainly. Yeah.
February 24th, you charged me. Then I called on March 31st, and somebody, told me that, okay, we're gonna cancel it, and they gave me the cancel confirmation number also.
Okay.
But now, this month, it means on March 26th, I got the bill again.
That was one that was already in there because it was canceled on the 27th. You called in on March the 31st and they canceled it. You actually spoke with a supervisor, so you can't
Yeah.
be billed anything else.
Okay, you're right, ma'am. You cancel it for February, but now in March, you people charge me again.
And no, you called in March. Which was the 3rd, March the 31st,
Yeah, you're
and
right.
you canceled. So that is completely canceled out. I do
Yeah,
see
but
the
I.
notation here.
Yeah, you're right, ma'am. You gave me the credit for one time,
Yes.
but you charged me twice.
We can only
Ma
do the we can only.
February 26th and March 26th. I can see I have a statement in front of me.
Oh, the one in February, we're not responsible for that one, sir. Yeah, that one cannot be refunded back to you. We can only handle the month that you were billed. So whatever you were billed in February was deemed a valid charge. It was processed. Now, we did refund you the one for March. It was refunded in full for you. But the one in February, we can't go back that far.
Why not?
We can only do the
Yeah,
month that was questioned.
but I don't know nothing about this charge. I don't know nothing about this charge. I'm not getting anything, no service from you, and you are charging me.
You entered into a sweepstakes. That's the reason you were billed.
I don't think so, ma'am.
Well, you were refunded for the one they billed you in March. You were fully refunded for that, and you were canceled out of that. That charge for February,
Yeah.
we cannot handle that, sir.
Yeah, but how can when you charge me on March 26th, how can you give me a credit on March 23rd?
No. When you were charged on March 26th, you called in on the 31st, and that was credited. It was canceled then, and then they credited back to you.
Yeah, but they credited for February. At that time, there was no charge for
No,
March.
they didn't credit it for February. You were billed in March. And
No.
they billed you March the 27th for a fee of $59.89. When you called in March the 31st, and they canceled you and refunded you. If you had a called in February, then they would have canceled you in February and refunded you. You did not call in February. You called in March.
Yeah, but when I got the statement, I find out that, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well,
without
sir,
the statement, I don't know anyone.
Well, sir, I'm sorry about that. When you called in March, where they had billed you in March, you called in on March the 31st, and they canceled you and fully refunded you.
Well, if you can't do it, then I have to call my credit card company.
Well, sir, I'm sorry about that, but they can only refund you for the month that you were billed and the month you called in, which was actually in March. You were billed again in March.
I understand. Okay. But I was thinking that you are giving me credit for February because there was no charge even in March at that time.
Yes, it was. They billed you on March the 27th. You called in on the 31st, and they refunded you in full. If you had called in February, then they would have refunded you in February, and you could have never been billed in March.
You're right, ma'am. But the February statement I'm getting in March.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're just not seeing it in March, where they billed you in February.
Yeah.
I do understand that. I can understand how it confused you, but no, we didn't bill you again. When you called in March and canceled it, then it was completely canceled. But that refund was for the month of March itself.
Okay, if you can't do anything. Okay.
No, sir, I'm sorry about that. We can't do previous month. We can only do for the month
that
you called in.
It's not a question of previous month, ma'am. Whenever I can find out when I get the statement. Without the statement in my hand, I don't know nothing.
Correct. I do understand that. But a supervisor did refund you. So when you called in March, on March the 31st, the supervisor made sure that you were refunded in full for that month.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
man. You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.